Okay, we're starting.
Hello, everybody. This is Deep Matter Radio.
Deep Matter Radio, the podcast.
It's episode 16. Our last episode was in November of 2017, from what we can tell.
But today is February 7th of 2019.
So there was an interesting gap for dramatic pause between the two episodes. So,
but also a pretty short gap, relatively speaking. So you're
so you should commend us.
So you're welcome.
I hope you enjoyed the that breather.
Your break. Whoa, we maxed at the levels again somehow.
Whoa. Oh, wait. No, we didn't. What do you mean?
Oh,
there's still
just my angle.
Stuffed. Don't worry.
Okay.
Where were we? So it's the 7th of February 2019.
Yeah.
We decided that we should resurrect this podcast.
We just got back from the malt shop.
Our favorite haunt.
A really good haunt. And now we're going to record our first podcast, and we have no, I guess, a radio episode. I don't want to call it a podcast.
Radio episode, yes. But
we,
not on the radio, I guess. So,
but broadcast to
Internet
you.
Internet radio?
Internet radio. And
Internet episode.
As you can tell, we have not planned any topics as of yet.
As you can tell, we've planned very meticulously what we'd be talking about. So, welcome. Welcome aboard. So what have we been doing since, what's our excuse for taking so long with these episodes?
I guess we've actually, I feel like, done, we haven't been completely dormant over the past year and a bit. We've been writing zines, I guess.
We've been stirred from our slumbers, now and then, yeah, in the past, whatever it's been. Yeah. Mostly working on our two... main principal zines.
Mine, or
what
the
are
one
called
that
again?
I oversee, I suppose, is
Commandeer.
The one that I've appropriated is Old Blues. Yep.
Which is the one that I steer again? Introspection intermittently.
That's the
I
one.
So we've released a few issues of those rags. But otherwise, I'm not sure what we've been doing. Oh, yeah, a little bit of comics here and there, but then I gave that up as soon as I realized that I don't like doing design-like things anymore.
But we have one anthology to show for our absence and almost another one, so that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, in the sense, yeah, so... We reached the fourth issue of Introspection Intermittently, and so we released an anthology collecting those four. And now we're about to do the same with Old Blues. So
that's pretty impressive.
Your wait is over.
Yeah, so get your purses and your wallets and pull out those crisp dollar bills. How many how much money did we ever... What did we charge for the anthology? The introspection one?
$5?
Did we charge only $5?
I can't remember. Or wait, no, maybe it was $7? It was like a new price for us?
Yeah, we created the price that no one wants to pay.
Yeah.
Actually, this would be a fun topic to talk about. Because we sold that one at Canzine, and which was our worst zine fair ever.
That's something to talk about.
So after, whatever, 1,000 years of doing this fucking zine.
Yeah.
Including when we were little nobodies, little children attending.
In the womb, like, we're still making zines then.
And we were also more successful then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had it by far our worst zine fair back in, I guess that was, what, September?
Yeah, September of last year, of 2018. Yeah, it was atrocious. It was like a pox from the gods or something like that.
Yeah. So we, I think, sold one zine to someone who didn't know us. already, I think.
At best, yeah.
And then some, like, pity sales or whatever. I did forget what happened, so I guess that's why I've been so happy lately.
No wonder. So that's your excuse.
No small wonder.
Yeah, so, and not only that, but, well, I guess it began with our placement, like, the table that we were sitting
began at. Began and ended.
Our table was, like, in the
boonies,
in this, like, no person's land, like, yeah, like, we're relegated to this, like, bizarre back corridor, like, back alley kind of skid row of the AGO.
So yeah, everyone's in, for the most part, the vast majority of people, you enter and there's like an upper floor thing, which is pretty good, but then you walk down into, for lack of a better term, like a pit, the pit, but that's this big open space where the, I would say like 80% of the tables are. But there
so
are...
So that's where society is or whatever? Like that's where the civilized members of the...
the zine, electorate. And we have always been there ourselves as well, except this time, because the problem is everyone's a little nerd these days, and they arrive, like...
At the crack of asshole? Or
like, I literally think, because we were there, like, well, even historically, like, I think they arrived, like, 3 hours before, like, it starts to line up, and by the time, so I had to work that morning, which was also a nightmare. And by the time Alexander arrived, we were relegated to these weird ass side rooms that no one ever goes in. And worse still, the side room has one glass wall that looks out to the hall, but the other side is you just stare at a white wall, and that's your only view.
Yeah, so. Our vista was, like, this, like, blank-ass, like, wall lit by fluorescent lights above us. And we're basically the urinals of the zine fair, like, because we're located next to the washroom. And I think the only people that entered the room thought that it was the wall.
Yeah, that's why they shit on all our zines.
If only they treated us with the same respect.
The same reverence with which
that a urinal would deserve.
So it went really poorly. Even our free zines, which are usually, well, it's the style that we invented, that technique of giving away a free zine as like a little taster.
Yeah, we were the first to ever do that. And now it's become the standard. Like,
yeah.
Everyone there now is like, like throwing free zines left and right.
Yeah. So, but even that, which, though we've seen a decline in the amount of free zines distributed on account of all of these other, copycats, if you will, even like no one took our zines. Like it was, like someone taking a free zine was cause for celebration this time around.
Yeah. That was our standard at this zine fair. It was like, our usual like indignation was like rendered defunct. Like it was like a whole new
level. Yeah, we could only dream of the irrelevance that we had previously achieved.
Other zine fair. I just had an idea for maybe we could distribute our zines next time, like on a toilet paper roll. Like we could roll them around. A roll.
That's a good idea. What if we also ask if our table can be in the washroom? If we set up shop there.
Could we squeeze into one stall?
Yeah.
Would we need two?
I think we can
reserve
make
two stalls.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was really bad. And that's usually our motivation for getting things done. And it was the opposite.
And we're like, yeah, wait, were we working hard up to that? This might have been a rare one where we weren't.
We had to do something. Yeah, no, didn't we have to go construct shit? I thought the anthology we had to hand make.
Oh, yeah, I think I had to construct something.
And I remember being furious because I was so busy at work and my life is over, basically.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get more done that we didn't.
Yeah, we basically gave up, and then the world gave up on us too.
Yeah. Yeah, so we
maybe it's appropriate.
We thought we were giving up on the world, but really it was the world giving up on us.
So yeah, that was Kenzie, and it was we'll never forget what they did, what you did to
it. What hath been wrought. Yeah, so that was bad.
So as a result of that, we've come to a decision about maybe starting our own zine fair.
Yep. Which theoretically should be soon, but probably won't be. But it'll be a zine fair for us. By us.
Surprise.
And we'll be the only, maybe us and a handful of people.
And only the best people, of course.
Only good zines are allowed. And so there won't be very many zines.
So it'll be an empty room.
Yeah. But look forward to that.
So look for advertisements for that. All throughout the city.
Yeah.
At some time soon, like in the spring, we're thinking.
Keep your ears to the ground for all of your friends talking about it.
For the best zine fair ever devised in the history of the world.
Yep. We need to contact the Transact, I guess. We really need to do that.
We hope to cleanse this fair, like, of all the indignities of other zine fairs.
You'll get instantly banned for mentioning cats or pirates or space or something like that.
Yeah, or wearing like baseball caps.
Yeah, things like that. Or speaking at a level above like a half decibel.
Or wearing shorts.
Or having a zine.
So now that you're intrigued, wait till you see the final result. What else have we been doing?
We did a symposium recently. Are we just talking about matter relating things, or our life as well?
Do we ever talk about our lives?
Only insofar as like recounting past humiliations or
there's way too much to fit into this or infinite episodes, so
don't even bother.
Yeah,
not even worth it. So other deep Madarian things are we're getting older, I guess.
I don't feel that much older, but
I feel a lot older.
A little bit older, I guess.
This is the point of old blues for me, is that all I can think about is getting older.
I still haven't reached that stage. I'm not sure why.
I guess you're just immature, I suppose.
I guess because I'm too depressed.
Yeah, it's hard. I feel like my my hairline is receding. Do you think my hairline's receding?
Is my hairline receding?
Like at the corners?
Yeah, like I feel like that about myself too. Like, I don't know.
Because I feel like when I used to wear my
yours
hat,
looks like mine, so that's what I wonder about myself too.
So you see it happen to me, and you're like, "Oh shit, is that happening to me too?"
No, the opposite. I didn't notice it. But yeah, I've noticed like sharper corners in my hair lately.
Yeah, me too.
Or skin corners, or whatever, I guess.
And I feel like my hair used to be thicker. Like people would touch my hair and they'd be like, "You have thick hair."
Really?
And then someone touched my hair recently and they're like, "Oh, you have such thin hair."
They withdrew their hair.
Yeah, they're like, 6 years ago, I remarked upon your hair as being thick. I now fully retract that statement.
Retract that hand as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, my hair is potentially getting thinner and further back on my head.
So it's like retreating from your forehead?
Yeah, well, like from the corners. Like, I feel like this part. Yeah. What is this called when you go bald that way? What's a widow's peak? Is
widow's, like, what's it called? Widow's depth or something?
Widow's nadir or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the word, but...
It is peak. I think it's called widow's peak, isn't it?
I thought that's when it's pointy, but yours isn't pointy.
Well, I think it gets pointy because everything recedes so much that this...
Everything but the point?
Yeah, looks pointy because everything else is...
No, but I think it's something that... Yeah, I don't think it's related to baldness. Like, I think it's a matter of, like, just some people have, like, a sharp, like, shape there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I remember seeing people that just have that, but there's no other recession going on.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're in pain more often now?
No, less of
them. Less pain, like physical pain is what I mean, by the way, not emotional pain.
Yeah, definitely less physical pain.
On account of your Crohn's being,
I guess I'm different because I had Crohn's or whatever, so like, so I don't experience that, and it's like a miracle every day. Like, I think about how grateful I should be about that one aspect of my life.
The trick that I've found, which is this. If you are, in the case of Alexander, like really unhealthy and feel like shit in your 20s, and then you don't feel as bad in your 30s, it's you've fooled aging. You feel like you're improving. So that's good.
Yeah. And is that the fountain of youth?
Yeah, and my trick was that when I was in my 20s, I looked and dressed like a piece of shit, and now I slightly less so, I guess, and so it looks like maybe I've stemmed the tide of aging a little bit until my hair betrays me.
Completely betrays
me. Yeah, until that time I'll...
Completes its like descent.
Yeah, exactly. But until then, I'm gonna ride that one out. I'm gonna ride that widow's crevice as long as possible. Yeah. So that's a trick for you, listeners.
Yeah. So if put you that in your existential pocket repertoire.
So yeah, just take a trip back to your 20s. And have a horrible life, and then if your 30s aren't quite like that,
adopt an incurable disease.
Yeah, contract your preferred illness. Look like a garbage pile, and then don't do that as much in your 30s, and it'll be it'll make you feel a little bit better. At least when you look at old photos and you feel disgusted, and then. You see yourself in the mirror, and then you're like, "Oh, maybe that's not so bad."
What other manifestations of aging do you experience? Because I don't really experience much aging.
I guess for me, yeah, I feel like I'm just like it's the usual shit. Like I have to, I have to be much more conscious of what I eat and things like that. In order to, and I think this also ties into not look as shitty as I did back then. But also, it's not even so much me necessarily, but it's like I notice how conscious I am of other people aging, and then it makes me self-conscious of it. So I just feel like it's hard to like not look old as hell once you get to 40.
40? Who the fuck is 40?
We are practically.
What? We're not even close to
40. Well, we're basically 40. What's the difference?
We're 100 times more 30 than we are 40.
We're like 100 times more 90 than we are 30. I think, I don't know. I guess I don't feel a whole lot of, thankfully, knock on wood, I suppose, physical pain at this point in time.
Yeah, I crave more pain, like, because it would feel better, or at least it would be preferable to me than all the emotional pain.
If you have both.
At least as contrast, really, like, give me a little bit of physical pain now and
something
then.
Something else to think about, like a little bit of a diversity
a spice
pain.
Of life. Yeah. Diversify my, like, torment. But no, it's like
expand your pain horizons. I guess I don't know, but there's like things like I feel like I injure my ankle a lot because I sprained it once, and now it's just like a weak piece of shit.
Your ankle?
Yeah, when I sprained it back in university, really badly, and I had crutches and stuff for a while.
It crutches. What happened to your ankle?
My first mistake was playing a sport. I was sporting.
As you're wont to do.
It was let me set the stage for you and the listeners.
Please do.
It is probably sometime around April or May of, I don't know what year, a long time ago. School is now finished for the university term for the summer, and everyone's pretty much done, their exams are done, and people are going to be leaving, myself included, fairly soon back to their hometowns, or some will say in Earth Bay, which is where I lived at the time. And so people were getting together for one last gathering to like hang out and say, I don't know, have fun one last time before everyone departed. Anyway, I arrive, and people are like, let's play Frisbee in this park nearby. And this was, like, at, I don't know, 7 o'clock. And on what should have been a long night ahead of us, and probably within 5 minutes, I'm running for this Frisbee, and the ground was uneven, and I rolled my ankle really badly, and it hurt a lot. But I didn't want to, like, end my evening, so I just dealt with it all night. And then I went to the hospital the next day. So that was that.
So Frisbee was your downfall?
My Achilles heel, I guess. Literally.
It was too rambunctious of a...
Yeah, I got punished for being a jock, I guess.
Yeah.
For being too much like you, I guess.
So next time Frisbee rears its head, stay away, I guess.
Yeah. So that's another tip.
Was that the first sign of aging?
No, I felt young at that point.
I couldn't use a frisbee.
Well, it felt like an affirmation of my my values or whatever. Like, I shouldn't even try these things.
Reminder never to even dabble in like the sports world.
Even the dumbest of the sports, like the most piece of shit ones, are still too much for me. But anyway,
and so, plagues you to this day, the same like Frisbee injury.
Yeah, like I've rolled that ankle like in a mild way a few times that like has really hurt. Like it flares up, I guess, easily.
Whoa.
And I've read that too. Like if you like sprain a ligament or whatever, your like it never like heals to full capacity or something. You're always more a little, it's always a little weaker, you're always more susceptible to those type of injuries again.
So you're fucked?
I'm fucked. Yeah. So that flares up on occasion.
Yeah. I remember I felt like I was aging when I was like around 30, I think. That's when I peaked in age, like. I remember my back started wreaking havoc like every 10 seconds. Like I would like develop a new like back injury or something. Like
I don't remember that phase.
Yeah, like my back was hurting all the time. Like I guess to this day it's like pretty sensitive. Like I have to practice extreme like posture like to not get back pain. And I had like an incident at least once where like I where my back was like hurting so much that I had to like be immobile or something. Like, I was, like, paralyzed by, like, some back shit.
You were laid up?
Yeah. Like, I got laid up. Yeah, so back shit was happening, and then I gained like 100 pounds.
So two?
No, it was like, I was 150 something, like, instead of my usual, like, 130, I think, was my normal. And then I became 155 or something.
When was this? I don't remember.
At the end of my relationship with Pamela.
Then you lost all that weight.
And then at the end of... Yeah, so that's the thing. So I aged up until then, like in winter of 2016. And then that breakup was so traumatic that it made me lose like 30 pounds. Like, and then I was like... I plummeted back to... like a more normal weight, or for me at least, and it's been the same ever since. Or like, I haven't really changed from that. So that was bizarre.
Yeah, right around this era.
Yeah, I was like plump as like a
Christmas goose
melon or something.
I don't have any photos of you. Maybe you wouldn't let me take your picture.
I didn't fit in the.
It's actually weird how few photos I have of you. Where were you?
That's why you're repulsed.
There's one. Yeah, I couldn't bear the sight of it. I probably had to keep on asking you to move to get out of them.
You fat son.
There's one. Can't really tell that, to be honest.
Yeah, in that picture. But I feel like in other contexts, like, oh yeah, there was a whole like fat phase I was in, where I was like suddenly feeling jelly rolls like all over me, like on my bike. Like, I remember the inaugural fat quiver, or like where I was like riding my bike and like what the fuck is that feeling? There's like something bouncing around, or like
it's insane. That's the first time you've ever experienced that.
On me or something, like jiggling or something, and like, yeah, and I'd never felt like something like that, like something attached to me almost, like bouncing around.
What a charmed life you lead. That's my daily life.
And then I remember like a picture that. I remember being in a picture with Emil or something like that, where like, where I had like a walrus neck or something like that, like, and I'd never experienced that before either, like, so, that was a weird time.
It's funny that that's, well, I guess you had that period too with, when you were on those pills that gave you moon face, But yeah, you've like...
Do you remember witnessing said face?
I remember at the time not noticing it, but when I see photos from that era, I notice it.
Really?
But yeah, that it's just like these brief spurts as opposed to like a constant struggle.
Lunar syndrome. Lunar
syndrome.
So yeah, I aged until I was like 31 or something like that, and then like it's been backwards in time since then.
Must be nice.
No, it's horrendous. I hate it.
Okay.
Apparently, women hate it at least. Like, so.
Well, who knows what's going on there?
It's not like it brings me any advantages or something.
So. Does your age ever... How often does your age come up on dates?
My age?
Yeah.
I guess it's so conspicuous, like, in online dating, like...
like, it's not a secret.
But the one date that I went on... Or wait, I guess there were two, kind of, but the one date that I went on that materialized in real life, like... Yeah, I guess it came up fairly quickly in that one.
Yeah.
You mean like that? Like the person asking or something?
Yeah. Or like being, maybe they already knew, but they're like, wow, you're so much older than me. Like it was just something they, even if they were aware of, it was something they felt compelled to remark upon or something.
Hmm.
Have you ever gone on a date with someone who was older than you?
Yeah, I did. She rejected me the same as everyone else. So I knew it was
We should look at our web statistics. That'd be fun. I wonder how...
And make a podcast out of it?
Yeah, it'd be very quick. I guess it doesn't take long to talk about...
It would break the internet. We posted.
But how do we know that any internet traffic isn't just, like, bots or whatever? How do you believe in statistics or whatever?
Well, it's the best we can hope for, bots. We should be so lucky.
Bots won't...
To be getting bots. They wouldn't bully us like everyone else. Or ghost it. If we could get, like, a few dedicated bots, like...
Just a few bots.
If any of you nerds know how to program that.
Like a smarter child or something for us, please? Our very own smarter child.
Smarter fan or something.
That would be wonderful.
That accepts individual scenes from us for free.
Yeah. All it really has to do is have, like, a tray attached to it, like some sort of retractable tray. That
receptacle.
We can play. Yeah, receptacle.
On which we could place or,
toss the...
bestow all our gifts.
Yeah, we can make our offerings.
Mm-hmm.
I had something I was going to ask, but I forget.
Should we mention that we hope to augment the podcast schedule as
stop
per...
Me. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
As per our decadely tradition. So we want to increase it to, or the rate to, about once a month from now.
And we have some good ideas, too. But this requires... Oh, yeah, I remember what I was going to... My prompt, but this ties it... This will be a nice segue. So for us to feel compelled to continue doing this, especially at a whopping rate of one per month, we better get at least one email saying, hello. Please, and then that way we'll at least feel like it's all worthwhile, because we haven't gotten an email in a long time.
So you're saying this is the last episode of our lives?
Yeah, well, we'll do like two or three before we give up hope.
We wait for your for your email.
So we better get one email in the next year, or else we'll be very disappointed.
If anyone is listening to this whatsoever, or whomsoever, please send us an email, even if it's blank.
Even if it's blank, even if you're a bot, please, as a bot, I beg of you, email us.
I beg of your programming to allow for one response.
Please check your the visual basic protocols and send us
search
an email.
Inside your C++.
Your syntax.
For a shred of sympathy to send us a single email.
And that email address is mail, M-A-I-L.
What is it again? M-A-I-L?
M-A-I-L at deepmatter.com. So please send us an email.
Deep as in... deep despair, and matter as in
increasingly angry.
Yeah, exactly. So
please do that.
And otherwise, I think, is this the end of this episode?
I think so. We're at like a good solid 35 minutes there of us.
Good juncture.
I think it's good. Can we add the sound effect to this? That
yeah. We should add a sound effect. Maybe I kind of want to try making a new one with my synth. synthesizers.
Making a new one that mimics the old one, or an all new one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Time will tell. I guess the old listener would be the first to know.
So look forward to that. So yeah, thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
If you've made it this far, you're our greatest fans.
If you made it this far, you are. Your name is Alexander Villa-McClay or Christopher Hubbard.
Yeah.
So thank you for still being alive. Okay, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.